Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Holland. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Al Holland. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny Bench. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike O'Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Leibrandt. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Charlie Leibrandt. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Cabal reaches second base with a double. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Cabal trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder strikes out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ester reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bench scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LeMaster for the out. One out. Al Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester strikes out. One out. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Liebrandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebrandt hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 1 in the game. Householder hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive towards first. Leonard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenly hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ester settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 0 for 1 in the game. Holland hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, And the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Reds. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0 for 1 in the game. Ester hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Householder. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Leonard reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Cabell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Giants. Mike Lacoste now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon is walked intentionally. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Leonard moves to third. Herndon moves to second. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 2 in the game. Brenly hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy pinch hits for Mike Lacoste. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 2 in the game. Householder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffey takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to third. Householder moves to second. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy tags and scores. Householder tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Householder scores. Griffey moves to third. It's 3-2, Reds. Fred Breining now pitching. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Paul Moskow now pitching. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Venabil pinch hits for Fred Breining. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Householder. Clark reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. There goes Cabell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's Giants, 3, Reds, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Darrell Evans now playing third base. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0-for-2 in the game. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Collins pinch hits for Mike O'Berry. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale pinch hits for Paul Moskow. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Hume now pitching. Joe Nolan now catching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Householder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Minton now pitching. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a line drive towards first. Leonard catches it and steps on first to double up Householder. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May pinch hits for Bob Brenly. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 3 in the game. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esther scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to second. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Morgan is walked intentionally. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minton hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Esther fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Milt May now catching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Foster reaches second base with a double. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 3 in the game. Knight bunts towards third. Evans fields it and has Foster trapped. There's the throw to LeMaster, who tags Foster for the out. Bench moves to second. One out. Rafael Landestoy pinch runs for Johnny Bench. Ron Esther is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esther is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Esther hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landestoy scores. Knight moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.